It's Saturday, my friends. Let me hear you say woohoo. Let me hear you say oh yeah. Let me hear you say all right. Yes, yes, hello, folks. This is your very own Yoto Daily. I am your very own Jake, and it is indeed Saturday. Hoorah, hooray, it's Saturday. And on Yoto Daily today, well, I thought we could do a few different games and activities and whatnot. I'm going to throw a few random games and activities at you, and all you need to do is be ready, be prepared, strap on your ear goggles, make sure you've got a little bit of time, a little bit of energy. Let's do it, shall we, folks? It's time for some Saturday fun and games on your very own Yoto Daily. Okay, first up, I went to the shops. I'm going to give you a list of ingredients that I want you to remember and repeat back to me. I'm going to the shops and I'm going to tell you what I bought at the shops. And every time, the ingredient list will get longer and you need to see if you can remember what I repeat back to you. Okay, here we go, folks. I went to the shops and I bought a tin of soup. Now you say it. I went to the shops and I bought a tin of soup and some eggs. Over to you. I went to the shops and I bought a tin of soup, some eggs, and a pack of sausages.
Sausages!
I went to the shops and I bought a tin of soup, some eggs, a pack of sausages,
sausages,
and an umbrella. I went to the shops and I bought a tin of soup, some eggs, a pack of sausages,
sausages,
an umbrella, and some fudge. Fudge. I went to the shops and I bought a tin of soup, some eggs, a pack of sausages,
sausages,
an umbrella, some fudge, and a plant. I went to the shops and I bought a tin of soup, some eggs, a pack of sausages,
sausages,
an umbrella, some fudge, fudge, a plant, and a box of cereal. I went to the shops and I bought a tin of soup, some eggs, a pack of sausages,
sausages,
an umbrella, some fudge, fudge, a plant, a box of cereal, and a tennis racket. Oh, give that a go, folks. Whew, did we manage that? Last one. One more ingredient. Here we go. I went to the shops and I bought a tin of soup, some eggs, a pack of sausages,
sausages,
an umbrella, some fudge, fudge, a plant, a box of cereal, a tennis racket, and one big fish. Ha ha, over to you. There we go, folks. There we go. Well done indeed if you remembered my long shopping list there. High fives all round. Let's move on to the next game. Here we go. And it is tongue twisters. Oh, yes, tongue twisters. Those tricksy little sentences that twist your tongue. I'm going to say a tongue twister and I want you to repeat it back to me. That's all. It's that simple, but I'm going to get quicker and quicker as we go. See if you can keep up and try and repeat back to me the tongue twister that I say. Okay, here we go. First one. Let's start off nice and slow. Five frantic frogs fled from 50 fierce fishes. Ooh, can you say that? Five frantic frogs fled from 50 fierce fishes. Here we go again. Join in with me. 5 frantic frogs fled from 50 fierce fishes. Going to pick up the pace a little bit. 5 frantic frogs fled from 50 fierce fishes. Here we go. 5 frantic frogs fled from 50 fierce fishes. One more time. 5 frantic frogs fled from 50 fierce fishes. Woo! Oh, good, 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 good. Okay, next one. I've got another one for you. Here we go. Start off nice and slow. Give Papa a cup of proper coffee in a copper coffee cup. Ooh, tricky, tricky, tricky. Give Papa a cup of proper coffee in a copper coffee cup. Join in with me, folks. Give Papa a cup of proper coffee in a copper coffee cup. Woo! Gosh. Okay, here we go. Give Papa a cup of proper coffee in a copper coffee cup. Give Papa a cup of proper coffee in a copper coffee cup. Give Papa a cup of proper coffee in a copper coffee cup. Give Papa a cup of proper coffee in a copper coffee cup. Woo! Oh, goodness me. Tricky one there. Did you manage it? Well done, folks. Okay, last one. Last tongue twister. Here we go. Top chopstick shops stock top chopsticks. Top chopstick shops stock top chopsticks. Join in with me. Top chopstick shops stock top chopsticks. 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 Oh gosh, that's too hard. Woo! Oh, there we go. Tongue twisters are fun, friends. They're really, really fun, and they're really good for language learning and practicing your pronunciation of things. You can make your own. Take words that have similar sounds or the letters at the beginning are similar. Make up nonsense sentences and read them back as quick as you can. It's a Laura fun. Okay, next game. Let's move on. It's time for Magic 10. Okay, Magic 10, I'm going to give you a category and I'm going to give you 30 seconds and you have to see how many of that thing you can name in 30 seconds. The idea is to get to the Magic 10. Can you name 10 of the things that I ask you to name? It's that simple, folks. Here we go. First category is liquids. Anything that is a liquid. Anything that is a liquid, like drinks or other things like that. Liquids. Give it a go, folks. How many can you name? Go, 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 go. And time's up. There we go. How did we do? Well, there's water. That's the obvious one, isn't it? Water, orange juice, pineapple juice. Oh, gosh, you could just go through the juices, I suppose, couldn't you? Apple juice. But there are other things. Milk, oil, coffee, tea. Lots of liquids out there. Well done indeed if you managed to think of some liquids. Good, good, good. Okay, next up. How many of these can you name? Sports. Ooh, how many sports do you know? And how many can you name? And can you get to the Magic 10? Give it a go, folks. And time is up. How did we do? Football/soccer, golf, tennis, swimming, cycling, ice skating, breakdancing, BMXing. Lots and lots of sports out there. Well done indeed if you managed to get to the Magic 10. High fives all round. Last category now. Here we go. And it's this. Springtime things. things that you associate with spring. It's just turning into spring where I live, and maybe for many of you that's the same. I know not for all of you, some of you listening in the Southern Hemisphere. But anyway, springtime things. Things you think of when it's spring. Go, 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 go! Time is up. How did we do? Well, there's sunshine. I think of the sunshine when spring comes around. I think of grass. I think of flowers. I think of bunny rabbits. I think of Easter. I think of generally a brighter and more hopeful future. Yes, good stuff. Thanks, folks. That was Magic 10. And finally, finally, it's time for a very quick game of What's Your Favourite? I'm just going to ask you what your favourite is of certain things, and you need to give me an answer. For example, what's your favourite colour? Go, what is it? Excellent. Okay, we're going to do a few more of those. Here we go. What's your favourite ice cream? What's your favourite room in your house? What's your favourite movie? What's your favourite thing to do on a Saturday? What's your favourite lunch? What's your favourite piece of clothing? What's your favourite weather, type of weather? What's your favourite podcast? Yes, it's Yoto Daily, of course. Good answer. Good stuff, folks. Thank you very much for playing my games today on the 20th of April, 2024. And if that happens to be your birthday, wow, 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 wow. I hope your birthday is incredible. I hope your birthday is magnificent. I hope it's so special. You just can't believe it. Happy, happy birthday to you. Yes, you celebrating today. Have a great day. Other people with a birthday today? Well, there's Andy Serkis, movie actor Andy Serkis. He was Gollum in The Lord of the Rings and The Hobbit, among many other things. He played King Kong also. He's in Black Panther. He directed and starred in Mowgli, the film based on The Jungle Book. He's done loads and loads and loads and loads of things. Very talented Andy Serkis, his birthday today. Also born on this day, back in 1893, Spanish artist Miro. He was born on this day, did fabulous kind of surreal, abstract, colourful images full of shapes and unusual patterns and things. Really fantastic. So Miro was also born on this day as well. There we go, folks. Also, on this day, back in 2008, a little bit of maths. That is 16 years ago. American race car driver Danica Patrick won the IndyCar 300, becoming the first woman to win an IndyCar championship event. Fantastic. On this day in 2008. There we go, folks. Have a great day. Thanks for listening. See you tomorrow on Yoto Daily.